Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate you tuning in. We hope that you'll listen for the duration of the program, but it's our intention to speak only those things found in God's holy and inspired Word. If at any time you have a question or a comment about something that we say on the program, or maybe you have a Bible question or a Bible subject you'd like for us to spend time and study on the program, please let us hear from you. You can contact us by the address given by the announcer or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastalbertville.org. Tonight at 7 o'clock, we would urge you to use your computer, your cell phone, or your tablet and log on to www.eastalbertville.org. Once you're there, go to the live feed at 7 o'clock, and there you will be able to see and hear a lesson from God's Word. This lesson will be presented by Wes Brown, and he will give book, chapter, and verse for all things that he teaches. We urge you to take advantage of this opportunity. If you're familiar with YouTube, then go to the church's YouTube channel. If you're a Facebook fan, then you can also find us on Facebook. So three ways that tonight you can be able to see and hear a study of God's Word. And we urge you to take advantage of this opportunity. And if you have any questions or comment on the church's main website page, you can click in the upper right-hand corner on a contact box. And there in the contact box, you can leave any comment or ask any Bible question that you might have. We'd be glad to hear from you. So keep this in mind tonight at 7 p.m. It's in Luke, the 12th chapter, that we have the story of what we sometimes refer to as the parable of the rich fool. Let's begin our reading in verse 13. Then one from the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide his inheritance with me." And he said to him, "Man, who made me a judge or an arbitrator over you?" And he said to them, "Take heed and beware of covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things that he possesses." And then he spoke a parable to them, saying, "The ground of a certain rich man yielded plentifully, and he thought within himself, saying, 'What shall I do, since I have no room to store my crops?' So he said, 'I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there I will store all my crops and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'Fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will those things be which you have provided? So is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God.'" What we see being described here is a man had a good harvest. He asked himself, what would he do with the abundance? He decided to pull down his storage facilities and build even larger ones. And after doing so, he felt confident that he would never have to work again, never again have to bother with the cares of money or bills. However, God spoke to this man and told him he would die that very night. The Lord asked him, sort of rhetorically, you know, what would happen to his worldly goods. The parable ends with Jesus instructing the reader to be rich toward God. A parable is a physical, earthly story, but with a spiritual, heavenly meaning. So what are those lessons? What are those things that we need to learn and make application of, you and I, today? Well, notice first, it's not a sin to be rich. In fact, verse 16 tells us that a man already wealthy had a good harvest. Nowhere in that verse do we see anything that would lead us to think that he was somehow wronged by having great wealth. We see really throughout God's word that merely having wealth is not a sin. Solomon was granted one wish from God, and he chose wisdom. And his choice of wisdom, God blessed Solomon with other blessings, and one of those blessings was wealth. We read of Abraham, who obviously was a very wealthy man in the Old Testament. We read of Job, who himself too was obviously a very wealthy man. So no, it's not a sin to be rich. In fact, we even read in the New Testament that the laborer is worthy of his wages. So an honest, upright laborer is entitled to the fruits of his labor. But what we notice about in this parable in Luke chapter 12 is that whatever blessings may be bestowed upon us, we need to be grateful for what we've received. Again, going back to the parable, notice the rich man refers to himself 12 times in just three verses, in verses 17, 18, and 19. 12 times the rich man refers to himself. Now let's ask the question, how many times was God mentioned? Well, sad, the only time that the Lord is mentioned is in the verse where the Lord is rebuking the rich man. See, the rich man, he never gave thanks to God for his blessings. He referred to all that he had as his. And in a sense, it was his, but yet, in a sense, it wasn't. It's in James chapter 1 that we read these words in verse 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation nor shadow of turning. So yes, we know that every good gift, every good thing we enjoy in this life comes from God. Whatever good that we have in our life, it's from God. The rich man did not thank the Lord for his bounty. Do we thank the Lord for our physical blessings? And also, a great point is made, especially for young people, and that is God's standards and man's standards differ. Now, the world would call this rich man successful, well off, powerful, and a host of other things. But what did God call this man? Did you notice it? Fool. So while the world looks at man physically, mainly from the standpoint of his possessions, but overall, the world looks at us physically, yet God looks at us spiritually. God looks deeper than the physical. You know, in the search for a king to replace King Saul, the Lord told Samuel in 1 Samuel 16 and verse 7, "Do not look at his appearance or at his physical stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord does not see as man sees. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." And so, the man who fit the qualification and who later becomes the king of Israel was David, a man after God's own heart. So the story, the lesson is, let us not look at a person's physical build or his possessions, But rather, let us look at his heart. Let us look at the life of the person. And young people, choose your role models wisely. And a final lesson that I believe we can learn from this parable is the lesson of preparation. We can never know when our days will end, but we know they will. When the rich man's days ended, he was completely and utterly unprepared. He had spent his whole life in pursuit of the physical, what this world had to offer, rather than to be concerned for his soul that was going to live beyond his death. Don't live in that way, but let us live in the ways of Jesus when he said in Matthew 6 and verse 33, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." And these things take us back into the context of Matthew 6, where Jesus talked about really the three things that are very important in this life: food, clothing, and shelter. Those are important, but yet even as important as they are, they don't need to become the priority. They don't need to become everything that we focus life around. They're important. They have their place. They need to be dealt with. But first and foremost, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Also, there was a statement that we need to read in 1 Timothy chapter 6. Let's begin our reading with verse 17. "Command those who are rich in this present age not to be haughty, nor to trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who gives us richly all things to enjoy. Let them do good, that they may be rich in good works, ready to give, willing to share, storing up for themselves a good foundation for the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life." We read of an incident in Jesus' life in Mark chapter 10. A young man came to him, and from all practical purposes, he wanted to know what to do to go to heaven when this life was over. And he said, "Good master, what must I do that I might inherit eternal life?" We call this young man a rich young ruler because that's what he was. He was rich, he was young, and he was a ruler. When we take into all three accounts of the Gospels that we have given us. But we know that in all of what he did, Jesus reminded him of the commandments, and the young man said, "These have I kept from my youth up. What lack I yet?" Well, Jesus told him the one thing that he lacked. He said, "Go sell what you have, give to the poor, and then you shall have treasure in heaven." But we know that the result, the end of it, was that he went away sorrowful, because the Bible says he had great possessions. In other words, he was a rich man, and of course that's why we call him the rich young ruler. Did he not inherit eternal life because he had riches? No. Because Jesus, in Mark chapter 10, explains to his disciples. He made the statement in verse 23, how hard it is for those that have riches to enter the kingdom of God. In verse 24, the disciples were astonished at his words, but Jesus again answered and said to them, "Children, how hard it is for those who trust in riches to enter the kingdom of God." See, that's the difference in being rich and yet able to serve God like Solomon and Abraham and Job did, and being rich and being called a fool like God called the rich fool in Luke chapter 12, and like this rich young ruler that went away sorrowful. Where do we put our trust? Our trust needs to be in God. Our time is up. Let us not be a fool. Let us be rich toward the Lord. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow. Till then, we bid you a pleasant good day, and now return you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 AM and Sunday at 8:30 AM. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 AM for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock PM. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbotville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.